Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, something happened over the time that we were away.
Right.
And something that I did speak about coming up before we went away, and it was my mum's 60th birthday.
Wow.
I know. You wouldn't think that my mum would be age 60 because I look so young.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But she is.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I think I talked a few weeks ago in that she's very difficult to organise a surprise for.
Yeah.
In fact, she can be downright difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just the way she is.
Sure.
And she was true to form this time because, you know, I said to her, mum, keep this day free because we're doing something. And she said, I was going to go to Adelaide that day.
Just for the day? Or to go away, obviously.
To go away.
Right.
Yeah. But she hasn't been to Adelaide in 20 years. Anyway, that's all right. She can be like that. So, we put together this thing. And when I say we, I mean me. And put together this little soiree. Just got, I don't know, most of her friends around, everything like that. It was all
nice,
good fun.
Very nice.
It was actually, and we put it all together, everything like that. And I said, I rang her the day before. I said, all right, I'll pick you up at about midday. She said, oh, no, you don't need to pick me up. Just tell me where to meet you.
She wanted her own car, I
No,
guess.
I think she just wanted to probably get there early and be a little bit in control.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she doesn't deal well with that. I said, no, well, you don't know where to go, so just be ready. And I gave her some guidelines about what she might want to wear.
Really?
That's not bad, is it? You don't want her to, yeah. You know,
unless it was like really inappropriate stuff.
Well, yeah.
You have to wear stockings and suspenders.
Exactly. Wear your football jumper.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, is it?
No.
So anyway, I went and picked her up. So first of all, I went to the venue. I made her a really cool cake, an Essendon cake.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the venue, got everything organised like that. People started arriving.
Were your brothers?
Yeah, well, they were doing absolutely nothing, but whatever. One showed up in shorts and a t-shirt. I said, have you come in from doing the gardening? He said, well, I didn't know that I needed to dress up.
Well,
and I did actually think that morning, maybe I should send him a text and say, maybe wear a shirt. And I thought, no, Glenn, don't, because...
Yeah,
because
it's it's in a venue where you're probably, you know, at least a shirt.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, he looked like he was doing the gardening and that's all right.
Outrageous.
Whatever. Anyway, so went and got mum, walked into the venue and I said, oh, we're just sitting upstairs. And she goes, why are we sitting upstairs? Anyway, walked in there and everyone went crazy and she just started bawling for like half an hour.
Really?
Or like maybe not. She was shaking for half an hour.
My word.
I had to go and get her a bottle of wine. I mean, a glass of wine.
Yeah. You had a bottle. Did she love it though?
She loved it. Right. Yes, she did love it. And it was very nice. But
are you number one even more now?
Well, I don't know. Like, towards the end, the brothers started saying things like, oh, mum, like we tried to get Auntie Sue down here for today, but she couldn't fly. I go, oh, did we? Okay. And
Auntie Sue's been dead for 3 years.
and then another one was like going to people, oh, thank you very much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Oh, here we go.
Like, oh, do we? And then my mum was making a little speech. She said, oh, I can't believe they organised this. I said, they didn't.
Outrageous.
I know. Anyway, she had a nice time.
Good.
And, you know, can't wait to organise a surprise
party.
And
it's about, you know, it's about your mum, not about, you know, the boys, is it? But it's nice of you to do it.
It is.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And the cake.
Well, the cake looked good, yeah.
Did they get her anything? Even a gift?
Oh, no. Well, I organised that as well.
Did they give you the money?
Not yet.
You're never going to get that.
Never. I know.
Never going to get it.
No one sent me a message this morning and said I don't get paid till Friday. Is that okay? Birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
grand final this weekend. And guess what?
What?
I've got tickets.
You're going?
I'm going, yeah.
Even though they're not your team.
Nah, who do you reckon I should barrack for?
I would imagine you should go for Hawthorn.
Because it's a Melbourne team.
Because it's a Melbourne team.
Although Sydney were formerly South Melbourne.
Ah, well, you know.
Mm.
And it really, it's all just, I think, just go for Hawks.
The reason I'm going is to see Olivia Newton-John sing the national anthem and to hear a bit of Tom Jones.
Right.
But people get annoyed when I leave after the entertainment. Yeah, exactly. So I have
Thank you very much.
Stay for the match.
Lovely. Lovely, Olivia. Lovely. Yeah. No, I think the, but I, they're saying, the Swans are winging, aren't they?
Probably, I think so.
I do have a bit of a crush on Buddy.
Well, now he plays for the Swans.
Yeah.
Mm.
He is very attractive.
He is indeed.
It's a big unit.
Did you watch the Brownlow?
I did.
Mm, isn't that just the fashion?
Sad, isn't it?
Oh, because I watched like the first bit. I thought, God, that's a nice dress. Oh, I really like that suit.
Yeah.
Taking note of where they were from. Not that I was probably going to go and buy them, but it's always good to know.
Oh, well, it was our friend Matthew had some dresses.
Matthew
there.
Salem, yeah. Yes, he had some good stuff.
Suit by Carl Nave, I noticed.
I don't know who that is, but I did see his work.
Some amazing, amazing. Well, I mean, and at the end of the day, no matter how good the designers are, it really comes down to the men that are wearing them.
Oh, yes.
Because there's some very good looking men.
Yep. And I will say that some of those men looked really good in those Matthew Salem frocks.
They certainly did. Now, the, but there's always the one. Did you think, really? Would you? Did you? Why? Now, I liked what Gabby was wearing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Jeffrey it was Edelstein's obviously, but it was just too much of everything.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
I didn't like the makeup. I didn't like this, you know, the claw stuff. But, I mean, I you know, and it's, you know, why not wear it on a night like that? Because she's expressing herself.
And she stood out, didn't she?
Yes, but you must know, therefore, that you'll stand out and probably be ridiculed.
Yeah.
But I even on that note, I think, good on you.
Good
she's
on
her
you.
Own woman.
Yep.
What she's doing with that old fossil, I don't know. But then that's her business, not mine.
Well, there are a lot of questions about her, apparently.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, good on her, I think. You know,
good on her.
Anyone to express themselves in that way should be applauded.
Do you reckon Dolly Diamond might rack up one of those outfits at some point?
I believe not.
Why not?
Because she's a classical woman.
Indeed.
You know? Not some tramp.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.